Hello, James.
Hello, Matthew.
We've all had haircuts.
We have, and the moustache is back. Moustache, moustache.
In our house we call it a schmiash.
That's incorrect.
No, that is what we call it.
Right.
Why are you wearing a seatbelt?
Dungarees, dungas.
Hey, they're back.
Dungas are back. Dungas are back, ladies and gentlemen. Still recommended if you don't, if you want to feel free and breezy in your downstairs area.
I've still not found like the perfect conditions to wear dungarees in.
It's now.
Is it today?
That's what, yeah, like basically, what's the temperature today? Temperature today is between 8 and 14 degrees in Kingston upon Thames. That's what I would recommend.
I know we've done this before, but if you go outside, which I know you don't, do are we putting a coat on? Are we putting a jumper on?
Yeah,
What are
coat
we
over the
doing?
top. I've got long sleeve t-shirt that's actually a little bit thick. Dungas on that, and then you go in a coat over the top.
Okay, good.
For more fashion advice.
Did you wear them to get your hair cut?
No, because I cut my own hair, innit?
Oh yeah, why do you do that again?
Thrift.
I'll buy you a haircut for Christmas.
Don't want it. I
Well,
don't want.
you don't need one. You've done it.
Anybody. No, to be honest with you, I didn't know this was a thing. It's one of the many things in my life that I've realized makes me massively autistic. I don't like people touching me. Period. I don't like it. And one of the things I really don't like is haircuts, because I don't like it at all. I don't like putting blades near my head that I can't control. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't want it. I don't need it. So I taught myself when I was about 14 how to cut my own hair, and I've carried on. My daughter's just started cutting lumps out of her own hair for, I think, the same reason. So yeah, there you go.
I used to cut my own hair until like not long ago, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, why did you switch?
I just built up the courage. It's intimidating, the
Well
barbers,
done.
especially my barbers, full of like gangsters
Oh,
from
tell me
South
about it.
America.
Tell me about it. The barbers round here are nothing but fronts for d dens of scum and villainy.
Well, my gangsters are very nice, but yeah, I didn't know that until I actually went in there and spoke to them.
Yeah, that's my experience in general of gangsters. The shout out the drug dealer who lives in my building. Lovely lad.
Lovely guys, just don't get on the wrong side of them.
Well, that's the thing. And if you're in the gang, it's wicked.
Yeah, safe.
Yeah, just exactly that. Like, he protects our building like there's no tomorrow. Like, we are safe, mate. No
Amazing.
thieving round here, because you'll get
That's
it.
exactly what you want. Anyway, that's the pointless banter over. Let's play the intro music. Just to continue with the haircut chat, I've like my hair because he's like done it all nice and tidy, like styled it. I feel like I look like an extra out of a American like war movie.
Ah, right. Yeah, it's very tidy right now.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's extremely precise.
Yeah. Anyway, that was my thoughts on that.
It's good. Enjoyed it.
Anyway, happy Christmas. Nice to thanks for everyone listening, and we'll see you next season.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Emo Dad podcast. My name is James.
My name
With
is
a cough.
Corporate Buck.
Corporate Buck with a tash.
Corporate, that's not right, is it? Corporal.
Corporal. Oh, I see where you were going with it. Yeah, Corporal Buck.
Corporate.
And we've
Fucked that up.
reached the you've if this is your first time ever listening to the Emo Dad podcast, welcome to the end of a season. We made it.
You can work
You
your way
made it to
backwards.
the end. Yeah, you can work your way backwards. After this one, which is possibly and possibly the next one, right? Because I'm not sure whether we're doing one or whether we're doing two today.
We'll see how we get on, I
We'll
guess.
see how we get on. This might just be one. You'll get to find out later. That's the excitement of a
Even
live
we don't know.
podcast that we're not sure what's happening to, and we live discuss everything. That's one of the joys of the Emo Dad podcast. We are the second greatest UK-based hardcore punk emo podcast, culture, discussion, life, everything podcast available on the internet today.
Someone asked me, are we on Tidal?
I don't know. Hold, please, caller.
Don't know, that's what I said.
I'm going to find out.
If you're listening on Tidal, then let us know.
So I'm going to
Apparently
look on
that's
our.
the cool thing to do, be on Tidal.
All right. I thought, is that the one sung by Jay-Z?
Yes. Yes.
Platforms,
It on
devices.
it honestly doesn't matter. Please. Is this going to take much longer?
We are. All right, so we're officially on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Listen Notes, RSS.com Community, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and TuneIn.
Oh, we're massive on Pandora.
That's the exhaustive, massive, absolutely massive. I can tell you, we also get. A lot. I can tell you the kinds of devices that listen to our podcast,
Please don't.
so you can.
Oh, he's going with it.
No, 20% of our listeners listen on a computer.
Do they?
Yes, 80% listen on mobile.
20% are like carting a desktop around with them on their like morning walk.
Do you want to know what country the world famous Emo Dad podcast is least listened to in?
Least, but has at least one, do you mean?
Yeah. Enough listeners so it gets on the list.
I mean, we're pretty big in
But
like Oman, aren't we?
we are pretty strong in the United Arab Emirates.
They love it. They fucking love it.
We also have a reasonable amount of listeners in Russia. Just
Hello
so I
to
throw
our
that out.
Russian
So,
friends, as long
hello
as you're
to
not in the
Russia.
army.
China, they listen to us in China.
They love it in China. I mean, they can't get enough.
I wonder if that's VPNs. Like, I wonder if it's like people just listening through some sort of. Anyway, the least listened to place where somebody actually listens to us, Luxembourg.
Nice.
Bonjour, Luxembourg.
Bonjour.
Yeah, they speak French, don't they? In
Do they?
Luxembourg. And I think they
Oh,
speak Luxembourgian
yeah. Luxembourgish. He's
language.
Googling that now.
Luxembourg. I have got a French band on my list today, so
Oh.
I'm
Is it
glad
Lamb
we're into
is it
that.
Lamb Mavarks?
No, it's another one.
Another one.
French, German, and there is a national language called Luxembourgish.
Yes. And we are now going to do the rest of the episode in Luxembourgish for our Luxembourgian friends.
Hello in Luxembourgish. Moin?
Moin.
There you go. Email that podcast available in all languages.
I mean, you can learn so much on this podcast.
You can. Moin Vensinsi?
Moin.
So what are we doing? What are we doing today, Mr. Buck? How are we ending the madness for this season? Season 9 of the Emo Dad podcast.
Well, it's Christmas time, end of the year, so there's only one thing left to do, really, isn't there? Top albums.
Insert sting that I haven't made.
And other related things.
Oh. So I have got top albums. Have you got, how many have you got?
I've got, what, how many
Top
albums have I
albums.
got in my top five albums list?
Yeah.
Five.
Oh, interesting.
Five in my top five albums list.
I can also do that.
Which is what we agreed.
I did not read the agreement.
But I've got a list, a very long list of other albums. Just so previously, when we've done this, sometimes it's been a bit of a struggle, hasn't it? Like to kind
Yeah.
of, I don't know how you found it this year, but
Easy.
okay, well,
Remarkably easy to get a long list.
okay, yeah, not, yeah. That was the point I was going with, which I thought you were about to ruin, is that there's been so many good albums this year. Like, I could literally, like, if we did this again tomorrow, I probably could do a different five and be perfectly happy with it. It's
Agree.
been a bumper year for albums, I would suggest.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like I was every time I thought I was kind of getting somewhere with it, I'd find more.
A new album would come out.
Well, yeah, or I'd look down my list and I was like, "Oh, was that this year?"
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because of the nature of teasing records now. It's very hard to pinpoint how long something's been out for.
Yeah, well, one album in my list, in my top five, wasn't in there because I thought it came out last year for that same
Oh,
reason.
yeah. Yeah,
And then
facts.
someone, I was chatting to someone on WhatsApp about top albums, and they were like, "Why isn't this band in your list?" And I was like, "'Cause that was out last year." And they're like, "No, it wasn't." And they were right. So now it's in my list. Cool story, bro.
And one of the things Matt loves more than anything else is being found to being wrong. It's your favorite thing.
I've also got a list of gigs that I went to.
I didn't do that. Was I supposed to do that?
No, but just we don't need to like dwell on it, but do you want me to whiz you through quickly?
Yeah, let's do
Just
that.
while you still work out your top five.
Yeah, let's do
So,
that.
it's been a good year for gigs as well. You went to most of these, not all of them. So I won't bother with support acts, but Deftones, Origami Angel, Let Live, Silly Goose, Silverstein, House of Protection, remember that?
I do.
Basement, The Get Up Kids, Slam Dunk, and the Early November. They were the ones that I could remember.
Spectacular. Well, good work.
Not bad, is it, for a
Not bad at all.
middle-aged man who doesn't like going out?
I'm in the background. I'm making a very difficult decision, but I think I've just done it. All right, I've got five.
You'll change your mind in a minute.
Well, I've just deleted all my notes about that band, so
Have
it's
you?
permanent.
Okay, before we get into the our top five list, I just wanted to share with you. This made me laugh a lot. I put into our friend Chat GPT. I literally just.
That's been heavily rinsed in today's episode from my side as well.
Well, I found it not helpful. I all I asked it was, "What are my top five albums of 2025?"
Oh.
With
How
no,
were you expecting it to know
I don't know. I thought I'd test it and see what happened.
that it's psychic?
Well, it knows a lot, right?
Okay.
Okay, and it says, "I don't actually know your personal top albums of 2025, but." He's a trier, if nothing else, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
But based on your music tastes, and which it then told me are emo, post-hardcore, nu metal, nostalgia, 90s influence, and all the podcast work you do. Here's a tailored list of five albums that would absolutely be your favorites if you haven't picked them yet. Okay?
Okay.
Here they come. Number one, LS Dunes. Yep, yeah, okay,
Okay,
fair.
okay.
The album, Radiant Collapse.
Okay.
Now, for those that aren't 100% familiar with LS Dunes, they did release an album this year.
Okay.
However, it was not called Radiant Collapse.
That's interesting.
Number two, The Used, Bloom
Okay.
and Ruin.
That's not real, is it?
Number three, Silverstein, The Edge of Falling.
Don't think that's real either.
Number four, Funeral for a Friend, Maps for the Missing.
That's definitely not real. So
And
it's
number
made it. Did
five,
this happen last year?
the early November with that well-known album that did really well, Lightkeeper.
This is what happened last year. We asked it for reviews of the year, and it made up 10 bands and 10 art and 10 artists.
Apparently, Lightkeeper by the early November is soft, heartbreaking, beautifully written, and full of classic Ace Enders melodies.
I mean, I'm sure it is when it exists.
It then I didn't ask for it, but then asked if I wanted a playlist. Maybe I should have asked for a playlist.
Yeah, because it wouldn't have been able, like, how on earth would it do that?
Well, let's find out. I'll leave that to run in the background. So that was fun. I thought that,
Well
but it
done.
did get me fit. I was like, shit, I didn't know Funeral for a Friend released an album. Oh, okay,
Did
so the
they?
playlist, it's no, they didn't.
Yeah,
The playlist has now given me three made up songs from each album
Brilliant.
and then described. Yeah, this is all coming back to me now. This is what happened last time, isn't it? It's described like what the songs are like.
What the song would be. Yeah, exactly.
If it exists. Classic
Yeah.
Anthony Green Chaos.
Sure.
Anyway, right. I thought that was fun. Right, back to my actual list. So, what are we going to do? One each, one each, one each, one each.
Let's blast through honorable mentions.
Oh,
Have you got a
okay.
list of honorable mentions?
I was going to do that at the end.
Well, let's do that at the end then. We'll do one for one, one for one, one for one.
Yeah.
So you're number five.
My number five is our friends from Australia.
Okay.
Bloom.
Oh, yeah, that was Rob. If I had to do set of the year,
Oh.
right,
Oh.
it would be them.
Yeah. You
Well,
enjoy it.
did we see Movements this year?
Did we see move?
Or was
I
that
saw them
last
at
year?
Slam Dunk. We saw movements last year.
Ah, right. Yeah, I'd say set of the year. But, like, honestly, just sp coming out, nobody knew who they were, absolutely smashed it.
They were good, weren't they? The album, The Light We Chase, came out. I don't know when. I'm not. Who cares? And funnily enough, you mentioned Movements because Patrick Miranda from Movements is on this album.
I thought there was a link.
There you go.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Well done, universe.
How are we going to do this? Are we going to. Should we just kind of rattle through them?
Yeah, I reckon. Do a
All right.
track, do a song, do a
Shall
little
I do a
song to
bit of
get us in the
music?
mood, and then we'll do a little why.
Little why, I have to think of a why. I managed to accidentally just literally just play you the bit from Movements, so that could have been like a Movements album. But the why? So this, a bit. We've been a fan of this band for a while. They are, what are they? I guess a metalcore band, are they? Really?
Oh, it's a great. I mean, if we're going to genre it, I think I'd still have them in the emo bucket.
Yeah. An emo metalcore crossover.
Sure.
But the thing that struck me with this is it kept, when it came out, like whenever I was listening to anything even closely related to this, it would tick over to this afterwards and it would catch my attention every single time because of the quality of the sound. Obviously, the quality of the songs, but the production and just everything about the sound of it sounds fucking massive.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
It's a proper, properly good, big hook metal slash post-hardcore album.
Yeah, I would add it feels like it's been written to be massive live.
Yeah, I think I've and from memory, when we did see them, they did play. This is a new one that you're not gonna
Yeah.
know, and they were very good. And
Yeah.
obviously, I assume they are on this album, which
Yeah.
is very good, very good.
Very
That's
good. Good, good, good.
my number five. Bloom, The Light We Chase.
Number five for Rico, Calva Louise, Edge of the Abyss. Yeah, that's right. The keyboard wielding spinning antics.
You fucking love this, don't you?
Absolutely love it. Multicultural band from Venezuela, France, and New Zealand, starting in London's underground live scene. They had an incredible year. They released this, their fourth record. They toured loads of festivals. They did really big support acts for some b bands that I've no idea why they're playing with, like Albert Hammond Jr. from The Strokes. What are you doing?
What?
A band called Sloth Rust. Nope, I've not heard
Great,
of them either.
great name.
But it's the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets.
Who's their fucking booker?
Don't know. But, and bands that make more sense, Boston Manor and India's Finest Bloodywood.
Oh no.
That this kind of like slightly international space metal of it all is probably where they fit together. So in July 2025, they released Edge of the Abyss. It's their fourth studio album, and it is absolutely flipping incredible. If you like fearless hybrids of metalcore, punk, electronica, art rock, and Latin influenced stylings, lyrically and thematically, it explores existential uncertainty, identity struggle, and the precarious balance of life, reflecting the band's own motto: "One misstep, and everything could fall apart." Which I think is part of the excitement of watching this three-piece perform, because you never like they've got to get it absolutely right.
We need to get you to one of their shows next year.
I want to, yeah, it's so bad. I want to go so bad. The song that I'd like to play is, and also, like, I would say to Jess, I think Jess, if you're listening, are highly unlikely, but if you are listening, Jess, I am a particular fan of all the Spanish songs
CC.
because I think there's good multicultural, multilingual emo dad podcast, Dos Cervezos, por favor. There's something about when somebody sings in their native language which makes it so much more emotional, raw, and interesting than I feel like when they're singing in a language which isn't theirs, it always feels a bit one step apart from the Ukrainian band I've got later on. The song that I like us listen to is Lo Que Vale. Start it from the beginning because it's so beautiful.
Aruba.
Stop it.
That was good.
Next.
Next. This is the one that I've thought was released last year, but it was in fact released, I believe, in January. And that comes from our friends in Winona Fighter.
Oh, yeah, they were in my honorable mention list.
My apologies to the chef. Which they've also just released a Dulux. Deluxe. D what? Du is it Deluxe or Dulux?
I say deluxe.
That's because that's the word. Dulux is like the toilet paper,
And all the paint.
Oh, that's the one. Not to, don't get those two products confused. You end up in a right mess. So this. Well, this band, even, I literally from the first bar of the first song that I heard, I was on board. I love the raw punkiness and aggression of the whole thing. It's all killer, no filler, and the deluxe version, not Dulux, has Sabotage on it. Beastie Boys cover, which when we saw them at Slam Dunk, they played it live, and it was probably the highlight of the day. And then a whole, I think the whole album, even plus some more of acoustic stuff, which is very nice. So this is, what should we go with? Hams in the Glass by Winona Fighter.
Just a little stressed out. Is anybody else stressed out? I'm a little stressed out. Just a little stressed out. Is anybody else stressed out?
You stressed out?
No.
Good. I was 100% expecting you to say yes.
No, I'm not. I'm kind of like on the other side of it at the moment.
You're the opposite of stressed.
No, I'm like everything is so stressed. I'm kind of in the cold, calm of there's it's just my state of being now, and hopefully I'll crash later.
Hopefully you'll crash. Hopefully you won't.
All right, nice.
Next.
Next, number four for Rico. Novelists. Have you heard of novelists?
In general, or the band?
The band novelists. Novelists, sometimes novelists FR for French, are a French metalcore progressive metal band formed in Paris in 2013 by brothers Florence Tintoret and Émile Durand. I was aware of this band. Wasn't that like it was sort of like, all right, it's another like metalcore band, sure, fine, whatever. And then in 2023, they got a new singer,
Oh.
Camille Contreras, following my little theme of Latin female fronted bands,
Yeah.
and they released this album, Coda, in the middle of the year. I didn't know it come out, and then I started getting hammered with it on my socials, and I started listening to it, and it has been on heavy rotation in the Rico house in the last 3 or 4 months. It has been basically, it's that thing when a band gets like they're one of those bands that has like a load of different lineup changes, and they kind of make records and they're not really sure what they're doing, and they finally get a lineup that works, and then they release this new record, and then they're like, this is it. This is how this band's going to be. This is how it's going to work. And it's an incredible record. They've still a lot of like technical kind of like heaviness and rhythms and stuff, but like proper songs. Because Camille is writing like really good songwriting, and she can sing, and she can scream, and she can do all the things, and it is brilliant. The track that I would like us all to listen to is called Say My Name. And if you're into, if you, if so, if you kind of, you're into like spirit box and stuff, but you want it to be a bit more metalcore, bit more punk, bit more, it's sort of even a bit of pop punk in there somewhere, this might be for you.
I like that. This sounds like when I quote marks discovered Brutus, and you were like, "Oh yeah, I've known Brutus for years. I didn't think you'd like it."
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I
You need to share more, James.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am clueless with you and what you'd be into and what you're not be into. But
So am I myself.
yeah, try this out. I think you might like it. Just for you, she sings in about 3 or 4 different languages, but there is a lot of English. It's a lot of English, don't worry.
I'm spotting a theme here.
That's it for foreign languages, but not for foreign bands. Next.
I feel like there's going to be a bit of crossover for with the net or my next three. If at least one of them doesn't appear on your next three, then I'd be shocked to the core.
Oh, have you not learned yet about my rogueness?
Well, yeah, I suppose none of mine are from like fucking Afghanistan or something, so
Japan.
Japan.
There's nobody from Japan on my list. There's no, don't worry, don't worry.
So, number three on my list, people are probably going to start getting a bit bored of this, talking about this band. Silly Goose, Keys to the City. Do they feature
Yes.
on your list?
I, just as we were talking, had downgraded them to honorable mentions
Oh.
because we've been talking about him a lot, basically.
Yeah, we've been talking.
but it is like emo dad. I mean, like if we had to do like emo dad record of the year, it's that, in it.
No.
Oh, all right.
But they might be most mentioned band. Should we
Yeah,
give them
that's what I
that?
mean.
Let's give
Like
them that now.
most, yeah, like mo
Congratulations, lads. You
D
have won
sticker.
a certificate, most mentioned band on the Emo Dad podcast 2025. Well done. This.
Source of most content for Emo Dad podcast.
Yeah. This is Cowboy.
But in the desert, we say, fuck it, we don't need to shoot you. We'll just stomp you into the asphalt.
115 degrees, wanna run your ass like a stove. Yeah, but this ain't no kitchen, so quit your bitching. Shut up and listen. Have you met my friend the butcher? Assassin weapons serve you to the rattlesnakes. So fuck you if you a fake. Say your prayers, the blazing sun don't care. I know the desert.
Very good, very, very good. We've chatted about them a lot, don't need to talk about them, tell you about them anymore. It's that time of the day, folks, where the sun comes across my face like an angel.
Yeah, we need to introduce you to the concept of curtains. Number three for Rico.
Pull yourself
Dinosaur
together.
Pile up, I felt better.
Do they always feature in It's the only time I ever hear about this band is when you do your end of year stuff.
I don't care if I'm the only fan. Well, they can't have done because this is their first record in 6 years.
I still feel like this has happened
so,
a lot.
it was born from trauma and survival.
Is this the tall one?
No.
Why did I always
Tiger Cub.
Up?
Tiger is that... Cub is the 7 foot tall lad.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Carry on.
Born from trauma and survival, the album emerged in the wake of frontman Matt Bigland's severe health crisis. Over several years, he battled a serious illness, endured hospitalizations, and extreme physical and mental hardship. In a very British way, he would just say to people when they said, "How are you?" he'd say, "I felt better." Which is the most British thing to say. Over time, it became a grim mantra encapsulating the weight of illness, uncertainty, pain, and slow recovery. I felt better. It's still a grunge pop record. The funny thing about it is that although he could have written an incredibly depressing record, right? When you've been through that kind of trauma, it could have been real catharsis. Instead... although there are a couple of songs about that, it's mostly pop, rock, grunge silliness, right? Which is something I'm a huge fan of. I would like more silliness in rock music, please. I'm a big fan of it. It's also a bit defiant, which I think is also good and probably quite healthy when you're trying to come out of something like that. And they finally did some touring again. I feel very sorry for this band because... just before the pandemic, 6 years ago, they had sold out Kentish Town Forum, were on a major label, and were just kind of 10 years of nonsense, were just kind of getting into the zeitgeist of it all. And then this all happened. So I feel very sorry for them and wish Matt and the lads all the best. Let's listen to a song called Big Dogs because it's so stupid and has very big... nice kids don't get sweets energy. So which is why I think that's for all the old school emo dad fans out there. This is Big Dogs by Dinosaur Pileup.
Once I pulled into a restaurant on the side of the road.
Story time.
You don't have to pay for that. You don't have to pay for that. And so I asked why. She said,
yeah! I was well into that little story time.
Yeah, it's good. Each verse is a little story about big dogs eating for free. It's good. It's fun.
I like it. That was fun.
Next.
next. Oh, this one will not come as a surprise to you.
I'm wondering if it's my number two.
Deftones Private Music.
Oh, no, it's not. Never mind.
Deftones, what do you want to know about them?
Who's this young, fresh band on the scene?
Didn't we do like 5 episodes on Deftones a while back? If you want to learn about Deftones, go and find those episodes. They were really fun to make. And even as huge Deftones fans, we learned a little bit as we were making those episodes. But what I will say about Deftones is, and I'm super like pleased for them, they seem to be, and what we're in, like 10 albums in or whatever it is, 11 albums in, like at their like biggest they've ever been.
Oh, facts. Yeah, it's wild. Same with Limp Bizkit. What's happening? How are you, like the bell curve or whatever you call it, bell curves like that. I don't know what the under curve is called. Writing, if you know.
Upside down
bell. Yeah, that of these bands' fame and fortune is absolutely incredible.
They're announcing massive shows. They're all over Tinternet. Everyone's loving it. And probably most importantly, and this would probably be the reason why they're doing so well, the kids are into it as well. When I went to see them in the summer, I was amazed at how many youngsters there were at the show. And I think they even did a shout out, is this first time for any of you having seen Deftones? And like loads of them were seeing them for the first time, which is really nice to see as someone who's seen them literally like 28 times or something. I've lost count. The new album didn't disappoint. It's absolutely unbelievable. Top of their game, on form. Nothing else much to say. This is Locked Club by Deftones. So love.
One second, please, caller. I'm just dealing with a work emergency live on a podcast.
No. Do you want us to help?
It can't be
dealt with now. I'm busy
recording a podcast in my lunch break. Leave me alone.
Has there been an emergency? Design situation.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, right. Let's see if that will get them to leave me alone for a minute. Deftones. James's number two. Number two. There's Love in This World If You Want It by Leeds Finest Higher Power.
Ah. Hang on, I got a bit confused by your talking then. Was Deftones your number two?
No. Deftones is just an honourable mention for me. I was referring to Deftones as you.
You said Deftones, comma, right. James's number two, higher power.
Deftones full stop, James's number two, higher power.
There's
love in this world if you want it.
Facts.
It is officially their third full-length album, and their first since 2020. It arrived as a surprise digital release, which Matt and I are big fans of, in the Glassjaw time-honoured style of just not telling anybody and just dumping it out there. The record was self-produced by the band, which I think is a cool thing if you can do it. And interesting that this is by far their finest release in my book. Maybe that's got something to do with it. A natural progression, reflecting where they are now as people and as a band without pretense. It's a banger. No skips. Banger. All songs are good.
So, yeah.
I don't have... I mean, if you want, you couldn't find a finer chunk of modern... yet retro flavored hardcore anywhere on a planet, in my opinion. And well done, the lads. Way the lads. If you want to listen to an interview with Jimmy Wizard, who's a legend, that's in our, we got one of them. So search that on platforms and you'll find that.
We have that.
You can play any song you like from this record because it's good.
Such a good album. On to Matt's number one. Higher Power. There's love in this world if you want it.
Oh, good news. Good news, ladies and gentlemen. The Emo Dad record of the year is Higher Power.
That's sorted that out. I love it well as well. Done. All the reasons you said. It's just brilliant. It took a couple of spins to hook me in, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But once it got its dirty little mitts into me, it didn't let go. It's absolutely
dirty
brilliant.
Little mitts.
And as you said, we love a low maintenance, zero promo album drop. Here's
fans.
Your album. Don't talk to us. See you later.
Yeah, so here are some shows. That's what we want. That's what we like.
Yeah, brilliant. So that's my number one.
All right, you want to play a bit of another song, or are we just gonna move on?
Yeah, why not? We'll just have another little blast. It is all the rage to be something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it is. Philosophy on the Emo Dad podcast.
Go on then. Right. What's your number one?
Number one. The 7th of February 2025. The 5th full-length record by the Ukrainian progressive metal band Ginger was released.
Oh,
called Jewel. After the longest songwriting process they ever had, it's been 2 years writing this record and refining between tours, which is mad because they're always touring. An intentional challenge to themselves to push the boundaries of modern progressive groove metal, expanding their musical horizons while still delivering sophistication, extremity, and emotion. I'm not sure extremity is a word, but fine. It delivers a powerful blend of progressive metal, groove metal, and metalcore, with intricate guitar riffs, heavy grooves, dynamic rhythms, and the signature vocal duality of vocalist Tatiana Shmeluk. I've not pronounced right. Shifting to brutal growls to soaring melodic cleans or hypnotic singing. In my opinion, which matters no one but me, they are the finest heavy metal band on the planet right now.
Ooh.
By some distance. Right. I know that, like, everyone bangs on about this. I love Sleep Token too, but it is not delivering the depth, energy, and musical experimentation that you are getting from Ginger, in my view. They are absolutely wildly good. Each song is complex, but yet I do believe it is accessible, and it's still extreme. There are still long songs of just like riffing and screaming, as well as very complex, difficult issues of philosophy, social issues, deep nights of the soul. It's absolutely incredible. I would recommend reading the lyrics as well, because they are incredibly complex and detailed and interesting, especially for somebody who writes in Russian and then translates into English afterwards, which is wild to me. I love that they describe, when they're writing music, they call it composition, and when they're writing lyrics, they call it poetry. And I love that, because it should be those things. I like that they're going to elevate things above, like, they're not afraid to talk about what they do as art, and I think that's great. They've done a lot of supporting big bands, like every big band you can think of, every festival you can think of. They're finally coming to the UK in a headline show. I've, because they've always been supporting somebody I don't want to see and can't afford to see, I've never seen this band, but I'm going to see them in January, and I just cannot wait. I'm so, like, so excited. Can we play Green Serpent by Ginger from the incredible album Jewel?
She can sing all right.
Oh, it's incredible. I would recommend. And the other great thing about this band is they have extensive, full live performances available on YouTube. And I would recommend watching it if you're at all interested, because they sound exactly like that live. And it's just three people on instruments and her singing. Unreal.
Nice. Where are they playing in January?
Can't remember. It's going to be London, but I can't remember. I can't remember which. Wait, sold out, I think. Ginger,
I can
London.
Tell you
O2 Forum, Kentish Town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's where I will be on the 23rd of January. But don't come and talk to me. Unless you want an incredibly awkward encounter.
Are you going on your own?
I am going on my own. You didn't want to come.
No,
so we're true. I am going on my lonesome.
Good.
So that's
I'm pleased.
I love
you,
it.
You are doing that.
I love it. When it's a band I'm like so into, it's great, I think, to go on your own, where you can just, you don't have to interact with anybody or think about anything. You can just 100% absorb and get involved in that emotional musical experience.
He says to the one guy he goes to gigs with all the time. Thanks for that, mate.
Well, I don't know. I like, because with you, I don't have to talk to you if I don't want to, and you won't get offended. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's good. Like, you need to, you can either go alone or you go with somebody where you can 100% be yourself.
Yeah,
I don't like going with somebody I don't know very well, or somebody who like is going to want to talk. Like, shut.
we can happily stand next to each other in silence.
Yeah, that's it. And like, I think we know each other so well now that it's like we're going to leave each other alone when we can tell the other person's having a moment. Like, it's fine. Like, you're not going to get somebody being like, so what'd you do for work? Fuck off.
don't care. Yeah, no, that's a good point. All right, brilliant. That was good. We managed to get through that. There's some good eclectic mix of albums there, I think. I'm just going to quickly run through my honorary mentions.
Nice, and then I will follow with my list.
It's long, so I'm going to smash my way through it. Yeah, you ready?
Yeah.
Strap in. I'm just going to name the bands, otherwise I'll just pass out. Oh, he's strapping in. I wonder what you were doing then. He's pretending to strap in with his dungarees. Right. Pool Kids, Arms Length, Origami Angel, The Armed, Beauty School Dropout, Hot Mulligan, Love Is Noise, Turnstile. Didn't get into any of our top fives. Turnstile.
That's
quite funny. Stateside, Split Chain, House of Protection, Sleep Token, Athletics, Cleopatra Times 2, because they released two good albums this year. Oh, Gridiron, The Callous Doughboys, Home Is Where, Anxious, Ace Enders, Silverstein, Thrice, The Sound of Animals Fighting, LS Dunes, all the other Anthony Green albums that have come out, Exide, Ben Quad, Drain, Dayseeker, The Starting Line, Black Foxes, Hayley Williams, 21 Pilots, got into that in the last few days, it's actually really good, Algernon Cadwalla, da 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 da, that one.
Right.
Saturdays at Your Place. Whew. I think that's it.
I think you covered them all. I'm just trying to see if there's anybody else in my list that you didn't mention. No, you got them all. You got them all. Well, I mean, there's some random shit that like isn't anything to do with emo, but we can have into that today.
From Alaska or something.
No, I really like the Ghost record that came out. I really enjoyed that. That got a lot of spinning my end. The Father of Make Believe by Coheed and Cambria. That was a good one. But they've always got high, a high hit rate if you like that.
Yeah.
I always caveat that. Like, if you like the Coheed and Cambria song, there's when the new record comes out, you're in for a treat because. It's a very consistent bar of quality.
And worth mentioning, I didn't include the live album by Brutus because live albums don't count, but that is also incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely worth an honourable mention, that live record.
I've got one last question for you before maybe we start to close the books for 2025. Do you have any bands to look out for in 2026? He's thinking.
Oh, he's come up with that. That's not a thing I can do that quickly. That isn't like, well, not that isn't like fucking random. I really liked that Riley album you introduced me to the other week.
That's who I was going to say.
So Riley with an exclamation mark. That's got a make sure look out for that when that comes out. Enjoyed that very much.
I was going to say Riley and Second Harbour. Really good kind of post-hardcore-y, emo-esque stuff. And I think they've got big things planned for next year.
Right.
Good. Good for them. Good for all of the people.
There's an Australia's finest prog metal band, Carnival, have a record coming out next year, and I'm also going to go and see them on my lonesome because nobody wanted to come and see them either. So look out for that in 2026 for
Carnival,
all you
with a K.
Yeah, and they only do like one album every like 10,000 years, so like it's quite a rare occurrence. So gird up and get excited for that if you like 8 minute. Songs with time signatures that are like 25 over 3. So enjoy that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I like.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why Matt ain't coming.
I don't think you even invited me to that one.
I didn't bother. Like sometimes, like, you know, you just learn after a while.
You don't like the rejection.
Yeah, I don't.
you want to come to this? And also that I'm quite brutally honest. I'll be like, nah.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, like, you can only like I know that, like, maybe societally I'm supposed to ask anyway, but, like, I know what's going to happen. I'm just going to get her now, you're right.
Yeah. If it's in Guildford, then always ask.
Yeah, exactly. But no, but this is like the Roundhouse, and it was fun. Like 35 quid, so like he's not going to that.
No. Right. Well done. Well done, us.
That was it. Another season of the Mighty Emo Dad podcast finished. We can take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, emo dads, emo mums, elder emos, non-binary hero emos. Thank you all for your occasional support. We know the numbers. You're not listening to everyone, we know. And general love and goodwills. This our ninth season of the Mighty Emo Dad podcast. And
Season 10 next.
We will be back for season 10 because, you know, us, persistence. Persistence in the face of all other reasoning. We'll be back. As per usual, we tend to take, like, probably January off.
Yeah. We'll get some episodes in the bag. We've got people asking to be on the pod.
We have. Yeah, we have got people asking to be on. More fool you, but yeah, sure. And we will start releasing episode 10 normally early Feb. That's what normally happens. And then we'll run through summer next year until we can't. That's what normally happens.
That's how it works.
So that's what we'll do. We'll do the notices where you can keep in touch with the Mighty Emo Dad podcast in the meantime.
Send us your Christmas presents.
Send us Christmas presents. We're into that. Not physical things. We're not giving out a physical address just in case anyone wants to send us some things that are not very nice. but yeah, well, that can be a thing. And when Matt is going to give me some Christmas music to do the notice is over this time, some sort of instrumental Christmas number. Thank you for listening to season 9 of the Emo Dad podcast. Your waitress will be over shortly to take your drinks order. There's a Ford Fiesta parked outside the disabled exit. If somebody can move that, we'd be appreciative.
No, there's Stay a disabled badge.
Yeah. Stay in touch with the Emo Dad podcast on all social media feeds, but predominantly Instagram, where Matt will talk to you if you're nice to him. Watch the Emo Dad podcast, see our faces, and subscribe on youtube.com/EmoDad.
Click the bell.
Might be Emo Dad podcast, actually. I think we got 10 now subscribers. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. If you want to, like, be on the podcast, send us your thoughts. You can use our dusty email account, emodadpodcast@gmail.com, where Matt and I will read it.
Fact.
Buy a t-shirt. That will help us, not monetarily, because we do them at cost, but in terms of spreading the word. Striking up conversations with randoms on the train platform. I can't think of anything worse, but that might be your bag. You might want the faint whiff of human contact. I don't, but that's fine if you do. Also, if you want human contact, there's another way you can do it virtually on the Emo Dad Discord forum, which you can get through the links in the podcast stuff. There are other people there. Are you the only emo in the village? Wanna connect? That's how you can do it. If this shit costs us money, if you wanna give us some of that money back, we have a tip jar thing where you can give us a little Christmas bonus that will go some way, not very far, to paying Matt's cable to his house bill. Ha ha.
and tax is going digital next year, guys, so I can't fob this off onto the company anymore.
So we really are customers' money that we're not getting back from the government, so give us some of that. The music's finished, so thank God for that, so I can stop talking. I just want to take one moment, because I know that this podcast is listened to by a lot of men. Christmas can be fucking bullshit if you are alone at Christmas, right? And I think it's very important. I just want to give a little personal announcement, because the suicide rate amongst men our age is the highest. And it is some fucking bullshit, especially, and Christmas time is the worst time for that bullshit. It's all right. Don't suffer in silence, because I've been there and it is bullshit. You can call the Samaritans if you're in the UK, and around the world there are other mental health organisations with people out there who will help you. Christmas, though, can be a very nice time of year, like I said, can be absolutely bullshit, and there's no reason to suffer in silence. So call them and they'll help you out. Don't message us.
Well, actually, I was going to say, and I genuinely mean this, do message us.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll chat.
Matt will talk to you. I will send you the number of Samaritans. James. Because I'm not like, you know that thing where they say you should put the mask on before you help other people with their mask on planes, right?
In terms on planes.
Help yourself. Before you help other people.
Help others, yep.
I'm still putting my own mask on.
That's
so
fair.
I'm busy. But that's like, fair. If Matt, like that's very kind of you, Matt. And I think that's a very wonderful thing to offer to the internet. So
the whole world. I do mean it though. Like honestly, if you want to drop a message, please do.
So that's our message of Christmas solidarity, because it can be a completely bullshit time of year, and don't suffer. Reach out. Somebody in your extended network will want to hear from you. And you should be here, because we're all worthy human beings and the world is a wonderful place occasionally. So hang out, enjoy it a bit more. Never know what's around the corner. That's my Christmas message to the Emo Dad listeners.
That was nice.
Thanks.
That was nice. There's always sunshine above the clouds.
Yeah, that. All that stuff. Or listen to some really emotionally awful music.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which is what we peddle on this podcast.
If you get in touch, I'll just talk to you about Silly Goose.
Yeah, but that might be all you need.
Might be all you need.
So, yeah, so we're here for you. Now, what are we going to go? What are we going to go out with, Mr. Buck?
I've got something.
All right.
It's
I'm
called I'll Be Home for Christmas.
No.
Nice,
me too.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. I've been James.
I've been Matt. And this is I'll Be Home for Christmas by B.G. Adair, a prolific award-winning jazz pianist and arranger who looks about 89 years old. Goodbye.
Perfect.